Welcome to John Shedd's Saturday Night Shake-Up.
A belting track. It's by Spiz Energy. It's called Where's Captain Kirk, and it was made in 1978. Thanks for recommending that one, Giles. That's a belter. Good show coming up. Of course, we have Mark's short story. We have Giles's Coughcast. We have music and more music and more music. And we also have interviews and a prize giveaway, which this week is an empty bottle of water. Spine Check Samurai from 1996. I do like a little bit of Scar. I also like drill bits, buttons, parks, monkeys and water. I also like dub, and these are the dub pistols.
Down on the up and down.
Mancini with Peter Gunn. That is one of the big easy listening greats, actually, of all time, I think. He is a genius. Now, we have just had the weather report in. Actually, I'm fucking lying. I was listening to the news earlier on, and the weather in London is going to be shit all summer. I'm not happy. Here's a track called London Crying. Great mashup. By the Who Boys, very good bit of work there. Now, before I started this show, I did 40 shows with the Who Boys, Mark, Giles and Brian, and they are all going to be contributing to the show in their own little way, so we just cannot get rid of them. But during the shows that we did, well, one of them, we interviewed DJ PC. Now, he's from America, and he mashes up the Beatles and the Beastie Boys, and calls it, I think he came up with an album called The Beastles. Anyway, I'm going to play you my favourite track from him. He's a real gentleman, and this is called Tripper Trouble.
Penny in a pound.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll play your record. Yeah, we've got it right here.
Oh, good.
I'm putting it on now.
My advisor ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see, and you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not keep the party, cause I'm not looking cheap, don't want for nobody. No, I'm a spear, hoping it wouldn't be a. This is like planning a delicious meal.
I'm moving the crowd, well, that's a must, but not somewhere that applied to us. And that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, captivating, a group of friends. If you wanna know, the real deal about the three, we're at a thing where you won't jump, and y'all, we got to bring you up to speed. Now check it out.
Here's one for the bleachers and the upper tier. Versatile, all temper cheer. If you wanna jiggle, Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a brigadier.
I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11, snares on the 5 and 13. Rhymes on the diamond, that's the given. We're hot on a disco scene. Check it out.
Slow down with the army, got to stop stinging. Source of the problems at the old pigeon. You got lyrics that have got me cringing. You're like a fish, but with your damn wind.
Show y'all, we're gonna bring you up to speed, so check it out.
That's the magic number. Oh, what a lovely little ending. Thank you, DJ BC. Hopefully we can do another interview with you at some point, check out some of your more recent stuff, because I think that you did that a few years ago, actually. Right then, pigeons. Have I seen any today? I've seen a few. Do you have pigeons with one leg with a stump where you live? Because there's loads of them around here. They really get on my tits, actually.
You're where he would have a hassle with the human race. Sang hip-hop, and you don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars. And now he only eats guitars. Now, is there any way to behave at a rock and roll concert?
Rapture Riders by arguably one of the most handsome men in the world of mashup, Mr. Mark Vidler. Now, Giles, where are you?
Well, today, John, I'm in Coventry. That's Coventry, land of concrete, Kentucky Fried Chicken and cats. And today I'm going to play a little track by Hallucinogen, which is pretty old now, 2002, I think, and beginning to sound it because it's psychedelic dub-influenced stuff. And anyway, I don't really care. It's a remix of Hallucinogen's track by a guy called Ott, and it's about 11 minutes long. Oh, fucking hell. We'll be right back. Oh, ain't it lovely? Ain't it lovely as it just goes on and on and on? Ain't it lovely, John? Ain't it lovely? Just goes on, doesn't it? On and on and on. Ain't it lovely? Oh, yeah. It's lovely, isn't it, John? It's lovely, John. Lovely. Lovely, John. Lovely, John. Lovely, John. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely lovely indeed. What a psychedelic song. Reminds me of the time I'd drink some mushroom brew and head into the hills. Come back 4 days later with a knowing look in my eye and mud all over my body. Fantastic stuff. Well, I'm really enjoying the show so far and just trying to think what song to play next. Well, maybe I should just keep this playing. This is nice. Dream a Little Dream by Henry Mancini. Absolute beauty. Nah, fuck it. Let's go a little bit more upbeat, eh? Fantastic. That was Agro One and Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Big fan of his and would love to do a telephone interview. Agro One, if you're listening, please get in touch, leave a comment or something, and it'd be really nice to get you on the show. Big fan of yours. Now, I'm very lucky to have on the show the Front Room 5. Now, we played a track by them on the last show. So here they are in the studio with me. Thanks for coming along, guys. Now, you've got your own podcast as well, haven't you?
Well, we don't only do a podcast. We also do a monthly live broadcast on RadioBracknell.com.
But we don't let the fame go to our heads.
No, we'll always just do our thing.
Even if it sounds terrible.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Quite often I don't really know what on earth's going on when I'm doing my podcast.
We haven't got a clue what's going on either.
Well, that's great. We seem to have something in common. So how would you best describe the front room?
The front room is the antidote to everyday life.
Right, okay.
But with an edge.
Oh, do shut up.
What, do you not agree with his philosophy then?
What philosophy?
That's just you saying something about it being the antidote to everyday life or something.
Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, I have. Look, let's just start all over again. What sort of plans do you guys have for the future?
The thing is, with the way things are going, we're all having to adapt accordingly.
Exactly. We need to become nicer, more decent citizens.
And we need faster internet connections, and more local produce too.
That's quite interesting you should say that, actually, because I've been growing quite a few of my own vegetables on the farm this year. Is that something you do?
No.
No?
No.
But you're talking about growing more produce?
Yes.
But you don't grow your own?
No.
Do you think that's something you'd like to try?
No.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to play one of your tracks after this interview's over. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting the real John Shedd at last.
We were big fans of Saturday Night with the Who Boys, Giles and Marky Who Boy.
The Sherman Casts.
Mr. and Mrs. Crackburn.
And you, Sheddy. We loved you all.
That's very sweet of you to say so, and I have sort of grown to love the two of you during the course of this interview. So, here's a track from your new album. It's called Technically Perfect, but also Really Bad.
We're technically perfect, and we're really good. We're technically perfect, and we're really good.
Wow.
Technically perfect, and we're really good.
Wow.
But you're also really bad.
Wow.
Really bad.
I've got to say, that track just keeps growing on me. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. Thanks for the interview, guys, and anyone can download their latest podcast at thefrontroom.tv. So I'm looking out the window. It's Saturday evening, and my housemate is high on cocaine, climbing up the plum tree. I kid you not. This one's for her. That was a track by a young man by the name of Ben Jordan, I think, who goes under the pseudonym of The Flashbulb. He's produced hundreds of tracks, and that was from his album Curlian Selections, and it's called Lawn Wake 4. He is well worth checking. I just didn't know which one to choose, but anyway, I ended up choosing that one. Now, we have my good friend Marky Hooboy coming in very, very soon. And before he gets here, I'm going to play you one of the tracks that he has sent over to me. He's going to be playing two tracks on the show, and he's going to do a short story and have a little bit of a chat as well. So this is, I can't remember what this one's called. Well, that ends very abruptly, but it doesn't matter because sat next to me is Marky Hooboy. Hi, mate.
Hello, mate. Hello, listeners.
adding a third dimension to the show.
Yes. Mark Anthony Rathmel, who used to be known to certain members of you as Mr. Mark Hooboy back when I did music with a band called the Hooboys. But now I've renounced music and I do paintings on canvases. Mostly of people who I know.
You sound like Jimmy Savile. Like,
I know. That's horrible, isn't it? It's best I got out of podcast because I would have become Jimmy Savile eventually.
Mate, lean into the mic. What do you always tell me?
Well, I don't have to edit it, do I? Now you know what it's like. I'll tell you what. While I talk to you, I'm just going to have a nice sit back. Oh, okay. This is lovely.
Well, before you do that, you've brought another track. What are you going to play? You're going to do a story for us as well.
I am.
You're going to bring the tone of the show right down.
Unfortunately, yes.
I've read the story, and it's sick.
Not all my stories are sick. I'm trying to write nicer, more noble stories, but it's not easy. Because I don't know, really. what was I going to say?
Well, let's put this track on.
Yes, the track. It's by Iggy Pop when he lived in Berlin. And it's not that.
That's the beginning to your short story. Anyway, here's the track.
See a black Eldorado. That black girl in the back looks pretty good. Christ, she's beautiful! You know how soft she is? Just what it would feel like. Man, I'm so far away from her. Jesus? This is Iggy. You might as well come with me. And low ride,
there's Tom.
Wanna talk? Oh, mama,
I shot myself down.
Myself down. Somebody come. Come out of your black. Come out of your black. Black and strong and black. Black and strong and black. Strong. Black. You know, I never told you about this, but there's one guy, somebody I really love. He's never around. We're always taking things that could be all right, that could be nice, and make them so ugly, so damn ugly. And then we put out the lights on them. Yeah, we make it dark. We put out the lights. So kind, come down and dance with me, dance with me. How do the lights feel? Well, they turn blue on me. Mama, what color will the lights be? Will they turn blue on me? Mama! I shut myself up.
Legendary Iggy Pop, eh?
That was great.
Fucking beautiful track. What a performance.
Turn blue.
Yeah. Remember I used to...
I'll turn this fan off.
Yeah. I used to paint to that when I was 19.
Yeah.
Have it on in the headphones. Paint till 4 in the morning, listen to that album. I wonder what happened to those pictures.
How can people view the work you've been doing?
Oh, yeah. You can go to Saatchi.com and look for Mark Anthony Rathmel and you'll see my pictures on there. And if you're a rich cunt, you can buy them, can't you? It's nice to be at your house, John.
Yeah. It's nice to have you at my house.
It is. It's lovely. You've got a lovely garden. Yeah. And who is that coke-addled lunatic fucking wandering around naked?
That's my housemate. That's my housemate. She's.
What's she climbing that tree for?
I don't know. She's looking for plums.
Plums? They're all ripe.
Yeah.
Freak.
I'm really sorry about the last show. You were supposed to be on it, but I deleted all the material by pressing the wrong key after you'd left.
Oh, that's all right. You're probably doing me a favour. Anyway, Giles was on that one, wasn't he? And one great thing about being on this show is that I'd have to be in the same room as that cunt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something about Giles, Who Boy or Hearn, whatever he wants to call himself.
I probably would have heard it. Go on.
That bastard would sell his own granny down the river.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bloody hell. He is ruthless.
He is.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Still a good mate, though.
Yeah, but, he's a good bloke, actually.
I mean, none of us are perfect, are we?
And the Coleman.
Brian. Yeah, I do miss Brian.
He's doing well.
He'll probably hear this. He's out there in Colorado. He's probably smoking wacky-backy with his brother while he listens.
Living in a trailer.
Living in a trailer home.
Trailer home with a few dogs.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah. And it's nice to think of them both there with their dogs.
Doing things.
I don't know what they do. I've always wondered what Brian does when he's out of my eyesight, out of my sight. Do you know what I mean?
I'd probably slag you off, I'd have thought.
Yeah.
Just talk about you constantly in a very negative way.
Yeah, referring to me as limey asshole.
Right, Jay sent a really nice message about the last show, and he said that he was making his wife listen to the show.
Right.
And apparently she's got a very crappy taste in music.
Hello, Jay wife.
She's got a very crap taste in music, so we ought to play something that she is going to like. She's definitely going to like. If she doesn't like it, what do you reckon? We give him permission to speed the car right up and kick her out.
Open the door and just shove her out the car at high speed. I mean, that's what Jack the Hat McVitty did on Bethnal Green Road, you know, in the 60s. Right. He was an associate of the Cray twins.
Oh, yeah.
And he was having an argument with his wife, and he lost his temper and just opened the door and pushed her out, and she broke her spine. So actually, Jay, don't push your wife out. Just give her a fucking good clout round the head, eh?
Okay, so this one's for her.
This one's for Jay's wife. We're only joking, of course. I'm sure she's very nice, even if she has got a bad taste in music, and we know that Jay's nice, of course.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. J, this one's for you.
Mrs. J, yeah.
Lay Lady J, lay across my big breast bed. lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast, baby. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast, baby. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast, bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
That was Lay Lady J. If she doesn't like that,
she doesn't. I mean, you know, if Bob Dylan's singing a love song to you, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Hey. Imagine Bob making love to you. Here I come. Oh, God, no, we don't want to keep that in. Should I get the short story over?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I've got to introduce it. It goes like this. Now it's time for Mark's short story.
This is just a little trifle I came up with last night after a few cans. A quick one. I met her in my local. She looked at me a certain way, and I gave her a cheeky wink, and we got talking. While I was telling her that I'd been coming to this pub for, 20 years, she started to fondle my testicles. I said, well, that's it. You better come back to mine, and we'll get this over with. I remember in the taxi, we stuck our tongues in each other's throats, but the problem was, I knew the taxi driver. He was the son of my auntie's best friend, and I didn't want it to get back to her, so I said, calm down, calm down. There's plenty of time for this when we get back to my house.
That's all you can't!
Calm down, calm down. Let's have a drink. Come on, calm down. We got back to mine, and it was fucking Ada. I was sticking the key in the lock, trying to turn it. She's got a finger in my arse. Right up my arse, yeah? Right up my arse. I'm saying, calm down, the neighbours might see. I don't know why I always get so worried about the neighbours and what they might think, but anyway, before we know it, we're in the hall, we're back on the tongues, and I'm sticking my hand up her arse. We're going upstairs, she's on the bed. I get my cock out, and I stick it in her, and it is fantastic. Shag, 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 shag. Her tits are out fantastic, all over the place. Shag, shag, shag. I grabbed them, I squeezed them with my hands. I plunged down and shoved my lips on hers. We touched tongues, it was fantastic. I growled like an animal. She screeched like a cat in pain.
She wrapped her legs around my back and we rolled around, pumping, pumping, pumping. She called me a stupid gun. I said, shut it, bitch. Oh, bang, 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 up and down and up and down and in and out and in and out and in and out. And then the problem was, this image kept coming in my head. An image of two dogs fucking at a bus stop, which was a memory I'd had as a child. These two dogs. Anyway, it all went wrong with them, and somehow they dried up while having sex and ended up being stuck back to back. The genitals had stuck them together, and they were at the bus stop, back to back, arse to arse. And for dogs, they looked very embarrassed. And when you tried to pull them apart, the female would yelp in pain, so you had to leave them alone, stuck there at the bus stop. It seemed a shame. You had to feel sorry for them. And I had started to feel like one of those dogs while we were having sex, so I had to stop. I apologised, but there was nothing I could really say that would make sense or make her feel better. I mean, what was I going to say? I felt like a dog at a bus stop. She wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. Then again, I really am these days.
Incredible. doing everything. Wanking, spanking, fucking, cocaine, camcorders. It's like ancient Rome.
To agree that yes, that is fucking incredible. That's Uncle with cocaine and camcorders, and the dialogue was taken from the movie Sexy Beast. And if you haven't seen it, make sure you see it, because it is fantastic, starring Ben Kingsley as the nutter Don, and he really is a fucking nutcase. Right, we're getting to the end of the show now, and I think we're going to play us out with one more track. So until next time, my little pumpkins, adios muchachos, and see you later. Ta-ra. Thank you.